This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A fire in Monte Vista in the San Luis Valley burned multiple homes yesterday. Deputy Chief Paul Duarte from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control credited fire crews and volunteer firefighters yesterday for preventing more damage to neighborhoods.
There was an opportunity for things to be very bad. A couple hours ago, we had a little bit of break in the wind, so we were able to get that forward progress stopped.
It's not clear how many people were evacuated or how many homes have been lost. Fire danger remains high throughout the area, with red flag warnings continuing across parts of southern Colorado, including the San Luis Valley. Colorado's governor and Denver's mayor are at odds over who should take responsibility for bans on flavored tobacco. Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed such a ban approved by the city council earlier this year. He says bans should be a state-level issue. However, Governor Jared Polis disagrees and says such bans should be handled at a local level.
Well, we signed a law that specifically left it up to local governments. Most mayors support local control, of course. That's a big part of what they want to do. So obviously, if the mayor wants to impact state policy, he can run for state legislature.
A statewide flavor ban bill has passed multiple committee votes and is working its way through the state capitol. Governor Polis says he doesn't support the bill. The U.S. women's national soccer team will play a game in Commerce City this summer as a warm-up for World Cup qualification. They'll face the Colombian national team on June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. The team's last match in the state was against Australia in 2019. Colorado's Mallory Pugh scored twice in that game, leading the U.S. to victory. Tickets go on sale May 2nd. Right now in Denver, it's 71 degrees and windy. In Colorado Springs, it's 67 and partly cloudy. And in Grand Junction, it's 75 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.